Hello, everyone, and welcome. I am Abigail, the ultimate guru, and with me, as always, is my co-host, the world's only comedian, Bryden Proctor. You don't have to worry about a thing, folks, because we are here to help, and here to help you also today is my very good friend, Daisy. Hello, Daisy.
Hello, Abby.
We're so excited to have you here. I've told lots of stories about her on the show. You guys might remember when I talked about how I went out with a girl and people kept giving us drinks with two straws in them and desserts with two spoons and giving me the check. Clearly, I was the man in the lesbian relationship. So, everyone, I'd like to introduce you. This is my lesbian lover.
Well, now that I think about now that I think about that story and mm-hmm. I met Daisy, I wonder if they were just like, this girl is so fat. She's gonna need two spoons and two straws.
Me, bitch.
I did.
I actually meant that towards Abby, but
all right.
You can take offense too. That's fine. I was actually
He's
gonna
like,
follow that up.
Offense intended. Yeah, what were you gonna follow it up with?
I was gonna follow it up with. There's no way, Abby, that you could get a lady like that.
Aww. You don't think I could?
I'm both charming and
she's beautiful. She might be a little out of my league.
I'm out of everyone's league. But here's the thing is this happens to me with a couple other women as well. And nobody ever fucking gives me the check. And I feel offended. But I feel like I also shouldn't be.
You're like all pretty and you've got like this long pretty hair and stuff. Like,
I know,
of course
I wear
the woman.
Floral dresses. Of course I'm the woman in the relationship.
And I'm like eight feet tall and like yelling at the man.
It's true. That especially at the Italian place when you told the man that he was stupid like a cow.
Well, he shouldn't have compared himself to a cow. Like,
I mean,
he wasn't wrong.
He wasn't wrong.
He was right.
He loved it though. He was hot.
He was like, so that was a bizarre situation. I've only encountered that sort of man on Twitter. Otherwise, I'll just say that.
Right?
He's very happy about that.
You were like, what's your at?
Let's hear more stories again for the second time.
No, okay.
The one time a guy flirted with you. Isn't it usually lesbians at the fucking grocery store that are like, by the way.
It's just, here's my Instagram.
Yeah.
Here's my TikTok. You should share it.
Oh, that's happened to me. I thought I was just being a girl and like, you know, girls compliment each other. And then they're like, so like when I was living with my girlfriend last year, we did this. You want to go do this thing at this one gay restaurant? And I was like, maybe not actually.
Well,
you're pretty, but you're not pretty like that.
Okay, so you actually get hit on by
women. Yeah,
get hit on by women?
I think
it's happened to me maybe twice. There are other times that I'm suspicious about it, but they could have just been being a girl. But it's happened to maybe twice in the last, no, three times in the last 10 years because I was at this one bar and these two black women, I went to the bathroom and I knocked on the door and there was someone in there. And when they came out, there was two of them, which like girls go to the bathroom. It was a single stall bathroom. Girls go to the bathroom together all the time, especially when they're drunk. Like make sure you don't like hurt yourself or fall or whatever.
Hold on.
Like,
that's not why. You know why girls go to the bathroom?
Hurt myself at the toilet.
You know why girls go to the bathroom together? In normal bars, not gay bars? They do cocaine. Girls love doing cocaine.
They do cocaine. They make sure they don't get assaulted by men who are going near the restrooms. Either way.
What? What
these women
are
were
you
having
talking about?
These women were having sex with each other because, and I know because they told me, and then they tried to assault me when I was trying to get around them and go into the restroom, and they were like, no, show us your butt, and I was like, no, maybe not, actually, haha, bye. So, you know, anyway, that was the most recent time, that was last year.
Hold on. What was the name of the redhead and the blonde? And I assume they were both very busty, and one of them had a southern accent and pigtails, and the other, she had more of like a silly kind of a
she
uptight
said
librarian.
At the beginning
look.
Of the story, that these were black women.
Yeah, that's fine. They wear wigs. I'm still into it.
No, they weren't. They weren't. Their hair was black. It was not.
Still
colored.
Into it. I'm still into it. Well,
Stop being a pervert.
Word.
Stop being a pervert.
You know what? What if
I'm
you
sharing
just
with
tell
you a very
about
vulnerable
your
story about me being like nearly sexually assaulted by women, and you're just like hot.
This is men. Honestly.
Men are the
worst. Oh, you were sexually assaulted? Oh.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Yeah.
Herb.
Okay, let's get into our Dear Abbeys real quick.
Dear Abby, I met these two black girls.
This is our Dear Abby segment. Dear Abby, what's the best approach for a guy who wants to be bossed around by his girlfriend without scaring her off? Asking for a friend.
Latina.
That's a good point.
That's if actually, you don't mind just getting made a Latino.
Hit Latina. With like a shoe.
Latina, I'm so sorry. I have to use all the wrong ones because I don't want to say Latinx.
Yeah, we don't want to say
them. They changed it to Latine. It sounds like latrine.
Ew, I didn't hear about that.
Is anybody asking these people or is it just whites going like...
I've seen a video of them being asked and all the Latinos were saying, no, Latino is fine. Like it's we
Latinos
have a gendered
are the most homophobic people I've ever met.
Ah, but you haven't met black guys.
I've met black guys, trust me. Very recently.
Like Diddy's friends or just like actual black guys?
I mean, maybe the same thing. I don't know.
You're like, oh yeah, I met black guys. I did outreach at a prison. Yeah, they're pretty fucking gay. But, you know, you get church blacks, they're not.
Do I look like someone who does outreach at a prison? I'm wearing a floral dress.
You don't look like somebody that's met black people.
That kind of makes me happy.
These women were just like tan and she couldn't tell the difference.
I couldn't tell. They just had like some self-tanner on. It's they like were like Kardashian black. Tanned.
Just
mildly tanned women. Just a little lighter than me.
Just from New Jersey, you know? And it's like,
oh gosh. Calm down. It was just Snooki.
Dude, Snooki. Snooki is doing great for herself, actually. I like
Snooki. Is she really? What's going on with Snooki?
Ah, she's just like a mom and she's, you know, makes TikToks and owns brands and shit. She's doing great.
Good for her.
I say so. That's awesome. Snooki's cool. And then Polly D was
women should be moms.
Yeah. Polly D was DJing here recently and I didn't go. I'm not going to go.
Great really? Story. Thanks for telling us that.
I'm just giving you the fucking Jersey Shore update of what the I've never watched that show one time in my life. I said that clip where some dude hit a lady. I like that. I watch that a lot.
Mm. Do you want to talk more about places you didn't go and things you haven't seen?
Yeah. There was this guy in Germany, like really far back.
he just had his birthday recently.
Yeah. Pot did. It was marijuana. I don't know what you're getting on about.
Marijuana's birthday?
Mm-hmm. It was made.
That's the day it was invented.
420. Year 420.
I think it was before that, actually, because the ancient Egyptians were using it. No. And it was like all across Europe by like the 500s. And like even Queen Elizabeth took it for her period pains. She would just smoke
right.
a joint on her period every day of her period.
Queen Elizabeth Blunt, right? Mm. There you go. Get her.
Ooh. That takes her fire.
All right. Dear Abby, my ex that I'm trying to get back with.
Can we stop real quick? Why are we podcasting with TikTok? What was that?
What was what?
Oh, that takes her fire. It's giving. It's
Pookie.
Giving comedy.
Fire. Pookie, it's fire. I love to reference Pookie and Jet anytime I can.
Jesus.
I'm like, Pookie, the takes are fire.
This is what happens when you get like an actual girl on the show that's not like.
Can we talk
super
about Pookie
autistic?
And Jet, though? Can we
know
talk
what you're
about
talking
Pookie?
About. What
you
is
don't?
It?
You've never. Oh my gosh. Okay, so there's this couple like that have like a TikTok and he calls her Pookie. I don't know what her real name is. And his name's Jet. And they both look like robots. And everyone hates them and loves them at the same time or just hates them. But like. It's upsetting because like I think they've both had so much plastic surgery and he's very gay, but they just like show her outfits and he's like, Pookie, that outfit is straight fire. And it's like, he's actually gassing her up. And like, I'm like, you know, I want a man that's going to be that much of my fan. Like if I'm going to marry someone, like tell me that I'm fire. Like, let's go.
That's
their whole brand.
A giant,
but I don't.
Forehead. I'm also only seeing two outfits.
Well, it's like every video they have is like is pretty much an outfit video.
He looks like the type of guy that just has a ridiculous amount of fucking money. They both look very rich.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They have so much money. And that's like their whole brand. It's just like, where are we going? What are we buying? And it's just their super expensive designer.
How original and cool.
I swear rich guys just love to show off their wives because they end up with these like pretty women. And I didn't look up a picture there. I don't know what she looks like. But then
she's fine, I guess, for somebody in her fucking 40s.
She's not in her 40s. I think she's in her 20s.
That's bad.
She's very young, but she's got so much plastic surgery. She looks fake. They both look like robots is the problem. He's got plastic surgery. He's both gay looking and autistic looking.
Hold on. There's no way this bitch is fucking 20. She looks like a great looking 40-year-old. She looks like that's a hot 20s. 40-year-old.
That's because I think they're younger than I am. When you get plastic surgery, you look like a woman who's 40 or 50.
I mean, look at
trying to look 20.
Because it's not natural, and we're used to seeing women in their 40s with that.
Yeah. It just coats us. It's the same thing with the brown eyeliner, because every girl has been told that when you hit 30, you never wear black eyeliner again. You have to wear brown. So now anytime I see someone wearing brown eyeliner, that it codes in my mind as like 50-year-old woman. The girl could be 22. I'm just she must be in her 30s. She's wearing
brown eyeliner right now. And just because it was my vibe today. I didn't know that it was like an age thing.
Wait, how fucking old are you? This is a goddamn
She's my age.
I'm the same age as Abby.
Okay, so not young then.
No. I'm past my peak reproductive years.
I see all these fucking women out there, and they like the young generation, 22-year-olds, 23, they look fucking old. Why?
They do.
Like, this is
because they get plastic surgery and they do their makeup really bad.
This is how life is like constantly kicking me right in the nuts. Is life is so bad that you can't even do fucking drugs anymore because there's fentanyl in it. And then now life is so bad that why would you want to fuck a 22-year-old girl? She looks like she's a 40-year-old. That's crazy how bad this is. Fall of the fucking country. And there's nothing left for guys out there like me.
I think it is because
do you have a long-term girlfriend?
Yeah, but I like to, you know.
He pretends
guys like
that
you.
He could have options.
Guys kind of like you in a different way entirely.
Listen,
less gay,
you and your
taller,
your Lorax mustache. Less fat. Yeah. You look like the Lorax.
You look like you drive a bus in a cartoon, bitch.
Actually kind of cute, though.
Yeah, okay. I've kind of seen
like
it.
Miss Frizzle? Yeah. Miss Frizzle? I'm like, I'll be Miss Frizzle. She's cute.
Yeah, all right. Be a fat Jew. Good work. Next question.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, my gosh. Don't
oh, but no,
Jew,
I think it is. You see, you have offended her now.
Tell me Miss Frizzle's not Jewish.
She's got to be.
She's a redhead.
They got Jewish redheads. People dye their hair.
It was the 80s. Nobody was dyeing their hair back then.
Nobody in the 80s was dyeing their
hair.
Wait,
what? I'm sorry, what?
Hair dye was invented in the 80s.
No, it was invented in ancient Egypt. Do you people not know history?
Don't look like,
nothing happened before 2002. Ever.
Well, everything was invented.
9/11 didn't even happen.
I was going to say, ask Saudi Arabia. They might agree with you.
Okay, we'll move on from this topic. But I do think it's the brown eyeliner and the, like, lip filler and stuff making the young people look so old.
I didn't even know brown eyeliner was a fucking thing. I knew, obviously, it existed. I didn't know that was a thing popular with the kids.
Because they say that it makes your eyes look smaller, which is a thing that happens when you age. But I think that's retarded. Because if you think about it, the whites of your eyes having more contrast with the jet black eyeliner makes your eyes look bigger because there's more contrast there.
Look, I say bring back the when I was fucking, 17 years old, just raccoon-eyed fucking seeing too much goddamn eyeliner.
See, that's when it makes your eyes look small, is when it's too thick. Because, like, I do kind of thick eyeliner. Not the listeners can't see. They're not fascinated by this at all. But it's thick enough without being so thick it makes my eyes small, you know?
And that's what the old ladies, I think they can't see very well to do their makeup. And so they make it really thick and it looks bad. And that looks like raccoon eyes.
Well, I liked it. I think that the bitches should get back on board with that. Just Google Boxy and then make your shit
just
like
look
that.
Like her.
Yep. I mean, just do that. Just bring it back. Just bring it back. Just. I also would like to just be 19 again. Would be nice.
Oh yeah, and you make fun of me for the way I dress, and you're like, "Oh, you look like you think you're a teenager," and now
well,
you're
I don't dress like that. No. I wish I was physically, and
maybe you're like
also in time.
Ageist.
Well, the whole okay, you know what? We go through the whole fucking song and dance of pronouns with trans people. Fine, I'm trans ageist. Fuck you. It's 2007, and the whole world's got to pretend like it is.
Mm-hmm. No, that's trans year.
There's a guy, trans year, is that what it's called? Is that the real title? Oh, no, you're right.
What do you mean the real title?
Well, no, because there's a guy who's like 55 and he keeps having surgeries to make himself look 20. And I think he's taking body parts from 20-year-olds.
Probably. Like that Brian guy is taking blood from babies or whatever.
That's... Yeah, that guy. There's this one guy that uses his son, who's actually like 20. He like harvests his body parts and is like, I am 29 years old physically, or 22 or whatever. And he's like fucking 60. And he looks horrible. And his poor son.
Are you sure that
his poor son is missing an arm? He's missing half a butt cheek. I don't know why that was necessary. Yeah.
That can't possibly be true, that someone is attaching young limbs.
No, it is true.
No one is attaching a young arm onto a 70-year-old man.
Yes, they are.
Look it up.
No.
Look it up. Find it.
He's still looking up. Wait, no.
That's not true. How do I Google that?
We'll look it up in the second episode, the bonus episode.
That's just simply not true. This was an episode.
It is
of
true.
Tales from
I saw it. I saw it on Instagram, and it's true.
So, Brayden, his name is Brian, and he is taking blood from his son putting it in a bag and then getting the IV for himself and also giving it to his dad.
Yeah, you
should
like, do
that. So, grandpa's getting it too.
No, that's real. You should do that. Yeah, absolutely. That's just proven to
our
children's
blood.
Well, no, I mean, you know,
they
got
harvesting your children's blood. You should be blood maxing.
Yes, they got plenty of blood. Like, you know, you don't take it all.
No, you know who's got plenty of blood? Pregnant women. They got like twice the blood. And also,
Rachel's blood.
Pregnancy, because of the way that the certain hormones that are high when you're pregnant, like the progesterone, actually keeps you from aging too fast. So they've got lots of blood.
This is why we should be baby maxing, like as many children as possible to remain young.
I was just thinking we could go. We have a friend that we could harvest.
Suck dry.
She's like, I don't want any more. Like, I'm done. But I'll take your blood.
I mean,
maybe
just,
this is why you look so young.
Listen, the elites.
It's all the blood.
The elites have been doing this stuff for a very long time. It's absolutely real. And one day, hopefully, they can synthesize it, and then this is something that will get rid of wrinkles and vain people.
That'll be
like
great.
You.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, you know,
he needs it soon.
I do.
And
so
like
I'm
you're
coming
20,
right up
actually.
There.
From through the video, you look like you're like 19 years old. But I think you're
gassing him up. Don't gas him up.
All the wrinkles. Okay. But like in a bad way. He looks
this
like,
is like using the pronouns.
Boy.
This is worse.
He looks like a frat boy. He looks like a frat boy with a Lorax mustache.
Yes.
If you affirm this man one more time, you're gone.
You're not the first fucking person to pull the Lorax on me. I mean, that's fine. I know what I look like.
You're like, this is my life now. I lean in. I mean, we should always lean into our bits.
Oh, man.
I'm leaning into my bit, so. All right, what's the next Dear Abby?
Yeah, Dear Abby, my ex that I'm trying
to get
back with.
Did we answer that one?
No, but I don't think it's interesting, so.
We told him to get a Latina.
Oh, yeah, I just nailed it.
I think that's good advice.
I just
I don't
nailed
feel like
that.
There needed to be more than that.
Yeah, I just nailed it right away. That's the only thing. Also, the problem with that is if you're an actual man, you're going to get tired of that. So what you need to do is make friends with her dad.
I don't think this one's going to get tired of it.
Well, you gotta make friends with her dad, because then he's gonna be like, ASA, you can't let her talk to you like that, man. Because that's how they sound.
No.
Right?
He's not gonna say that because his wife talks to him like that.
No, not the old ones. The Latinas, they calm down when they get fat and grow mustaches.
That's true. Yeah, I mean you treat a woman right and she'll just kind of chill out.
Well, I think it's more that they get very like refrigerator shaped.
Yep.
At a certain age, and they can't. Like, can you imagine if you just put like little feet on the bottom of a fridge? It'd be hard to move around.
I'd buy that fridge. It sounds like a cool deco, like art deco.
I'd
type
buy
fridge.
That fridge.
Oh, well, that'd be a cool, like, it'd be like Balenciaga
imagine
made a fridge.
A refrigerated shaped woman. Balenciaga made a fridge.
That's cool.
It's just a box shaped woman.
You just go. Just got pentagrams on it. You just open it up. Ice comes out of the tits. Like, that's, yeah.
Okay.
That's a Balenciaga fridge.
I mean, Balenciaga would do that, actually.
I need to get through this, Dear Abby, that I've attempted to read like four times, please. Okay. I haven't even gotten through the first sentence of it. Okay, Dear Abby, my ex that I'm trying to get back with called the cops on me after I beat her dad. Well, is she just playing hard to get, or should I just straight up kidnap her at this point?
No.
This is a Mexican.
Oh, is it a Mexican?
If that helps. Yeah, this is a Mexican. He's not in Mexico.
Is he? Oh. Okay, so he's not in Mexico. He's in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Okay. Though. Changes things. Yeah, you probably shouldn't.
But what if he fled to Mexico?
Well, no.
I think that could work.
Like, we can't advocate illegal things.
And I never would. You guys are all missing the point. This is why women, you don't understand things.
I mean,
you stand outside of her fucking window with a boombox, and I guess it's 2024. So with a speaker connected to your Spotify playlist, and you play Mexican love music at her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's what it's called, like Mi Corazón.
I mean, the only one that I know is Pepas, and that means pills, and it's not a love song at all. It's a dance song.
So this reminds me of my experiences Monday night. I went to a bar with a friend of mine, and a black and Hispanic man who was biracial sat down with us uninvited and then started detailing how he is a victim of the police department because he's like gets racially profiled, but then talking about...
You're saying that a black guy just started talking to you for no goddamn reason about how the police are going to shoot him or something like that?
Yeah. And oh then he was like, they racially profiled me, and then went on to detail how he like showed up to his mom's doctor's office and assaulted him. Sure. And he was like, and the police racially profiled me. And I was like, yeah, that's what happened. I'm trying so hard not to get shot right now. Like, I don't know how to turn you down in a way that's not going to get me killed. Like, he had 15 stories like this. And so part of me wants to endorse our dear listener who
is beating up Mexican dads.
Up Mexican dads. Just wants love. And like, but at the same time, like, come on, man.
Well, you just got
her dad.
Unless
he's a bad guy. Unless he's a bad guy. And then, you know, maybe she liked it.
I am pro beating up dads. Because most dads are assholes. My dad, for example, would have been nice if someone beat him up.
I just want to point out.
Most men need to be beat up at least several times a year.
I just want to point out to any, you know, Niles has long turned this episode off. I don't think either one of these women have had a strong father figure in their life at all.
How could you possibly say that about little old me?
Is that what you said to the place, to the bar, the security guard at the bar that you went to where black guys and Mexicans swarmed you and started talking about how they got into police trouble?
Mm-hmm. Look, okay, I don't know what you're talking about because my dad can bench like 350.
Oh, now you're all pro your dad.
No, I'm just saying he is literally strong, is what I'm saying. He is a strong father.
I think he is a strong moral character. I think he's amazing. And I like that he wears a sleeveless denim jacket and rides motorcycles in his ponytail. And he calls you a fucking dumb bitch and leaves. That sounds awesome. Dude, have you ever seen the show Renegade? That's what I think your dad is Renegade.
Haven't seen
Renegade. You would love my dad.
I would. I totally would. We'd watch Renegade together and listen to Slipknot.
Yeah, he does.
He's not wrong, Slipknot, actually.
So I think that that was, we have no advice for that man. Look, maybe.
I think you shouldn't commit any crimes because legally we could be responsible, right?
Oh, no, not even a little bit. I've looked into it.
Oh, good, good. Commit crimes. Maybe kidnap her and take her to Mexico and then she'll love you.
Don't do that. Do the boombox idea. That will also get you
right. That was the advice. Yes. Actually, Bryden is on a roll.
Bryden is actually being the voice of reason here. I like the kidnapping idea, but at the same time,
you're a woman. I think, of course you do. All you people think about is true crime shit.
It's so
kidnapping. They don't like it when you do it. They don't like it when you do it. If you already beat up their dad, they don't like it.
I married my husband after he kidnapped me.
And I think that's beautiful.
That wasn't kidnapping. You ran away.
Wow.
You ran away from a strong father figure who can pinch so much.
Such a strong father figure. No, I think that's it.
He's not a very fast runner, thankfully. All that muscle kind of slows you down.
You would think that your mom could catch after you. She could have if she gave a shit about you. That crack makes somebody run real quick.
Look, my... My mother can't catch shit right now, all right? She can't. She's got no depth perception anymore, for one thing, okay?
Really? Wow.
But she's got got an eye patch.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Like a pirate.
Yeah.
So she can't even tell where I'm going.
She walks like one, too. It's crazy. It's super funny.
We're gonna stop. Moving on.
The funniest thing about her mom.
Okay.
What? What, Bryden? What is the funniest thing?
Oh, I was going to say that even now that she's retarded, she still doesn't love you.
Bryden!
Oh, my God!
Poor Abby!
Even when reduced to just a state of barely recognizing you, she's still like, ugh.
That's not what happened, okay?
That's that ick.
She's scared. Look, you're scaring her.
Good.
I'm just a girl.
I think it's the fact that you're laughing so hard at that joke of yours that you can't breathe. Like, you're turning beet red over there.
Oh, yeah.
Laughing so hard. You're terrifying her.
Good. I'm in a bad fucking mood. Let's go. Me and your dad are gonna come to your house.
I mean, I'm gonna tell him where you live. For like an hour.
Oh my God, please don't.
Okay. <Sorry. laughs>
Tell them where you live.
Like, you want to have a podcast? I have to be alive for that, by the way.
No. Oh, what if he takes over your home? And then now it's just him sitting there and we do a good podcast.
And it would just be about me.
Yeah. And then, like, we could talk to all the sweet honeys that he gets over at the biker bar, I imagine he goes to. And they could be the guests.
Let's go to the biker bar looking for sweet honeys. He does do that.
Oh, no.
That rules. No. He's the best guy, dude. And then we could get matching sleeveless denim jackets and put patches on.
I'm going to switch sides. I'm back on Abby's side.
Yeah, do you see how terrible he is?
I know. Okay, it's traumatizing me.
We're going to move on because we have stories to do. We have a whole lot that we have to get to today. We keep getting distracted. Okay. Dear Abby, whose side are you on in the Pearl versus Rad Fem Hitler feud? I think this is about her eyes. So the question is, do vaccines cause the problem that Pearl has on her face, where her eyes are like different like levels on her face and also different sizes and also crooked?
Wait, is this the Just Pearly lady? Okay.
Yeah. So that's the feud.
That's fucking retarded. She's just English.
I didn't really. Oh, that's a good point. I didn't realize it was about vaccines. I just thought she was.
She's just English. They just look like that. She's probably got Irish in her too. They're all fucked up.
Right.
This is just years and centuries of fucking inbreeding among, like, kind of shitty low tier people.
You gotta keep the bloodline pure, and then where does it get you?
Well, it gets you to, you know, I guess, whatever, Prince Charles.
We talked about it last week. Third cousins are okay.
Yeah, it's true. We did.
Second cousins are not.
Look, I'm not going to sit here and say that Just Pearly Things Lady is attractive. And it was neat when she first showed up. And I was like, oh, look, a lady. You know, good thing she's saying. She's the Andrew Tate of ladies. And then I got real bored real quick. And I just don't like looking at her because she's got like.
She's so boring.
I don't know if she's boring, but I mean, repeating the same goddamn thing over and over again.
I mean, that's boring.
Well, people
have
like
a new
it.
Take, ma'am.
Yeah. Boys good, girls
guess, like,
bad does kind of get old, I guess, after like.
It does. Like, you got to mix it up. Switch something else, like bring in something else, and then bring it back. Like you go through cycles.
You have to have like one topic every now and then where you're on the other side, at least.
Right. Because then people like stay interested, right? They're like, ooh, what is she gonna say?
But she's doing
that's what I do.
She's it's a business. This is a business. Like she has rich parents who fund what she does, and she's
really
she has a business.
Well, see, that makes sense. Hold on. She's got rich parents.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, she's
yeah,
kind
she's
of attractive.
Super rich.
Suddenly, she's kind of attractive.
Brian's like, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe holy them shit. Eyes ain't so bad, them inbred eyes.
I could look at those fucking pong eyes. That'd be great. You know, when bonk,
you
bonk.
Don't even have to look at her, really. You gouge your eyes out or something?
Yeah, plus she said that it's cool if guys shoot on her. So it's like, you're doing
Did
really good.
Did she say that? I ignore her at all costs because I just don't want to get upset. Yeah.
That's the thing that
it's
makes.
Not worth it.
People the most mad, I think, is when she's like, it's wrong to leave a guy for cheating on you. Guys just do that, basically.
I could tell you as a guy that's not true. Guys don't just do that.
They don't just do that.
No, crazy.
If you find
but,
a guy that's just obsessed with you, you'll never cheat.
But, fellas, if you find a girl who is like, guys just cheat on you, it's totally okay. Come on, dude. That's a keeper right
no,
there.
No. No.
Her family's rich.
She's going to make your life hell.
Nah, her family's
Imagine
rich.
Imagine being married to Pearl. I mean, if you don't have to ever interact with her, then maybe. But, like...
She seems reasonable enough. I'll bet we both, you know, would go to Chili's and have brisket quesadilla.
You and Pearl, actually, of anyone in the world, might actually be a good couple. I wouldn't hate it.
I mean, her face.
Maybe free Erica. Hashtag free Erica.
Her face.
She deserves better. She can join us, Abby.
In the lesbian.
We're just going to all move in together. Yeah.
Yeah. Leave your husband for me. Leave Octodad.
She keeps saying that. She does that a lot. She just texts me like at 2 a.m. sometimes.
Okay. Podcast's going to be really weird in 3 years, but I just say it'll be the same
we
thing.
Just
I just
on,
see
like,
instead of a
more
bald.
And more people in the couple.
I just instead
There's
of
like
a fucking tall bald man with a beard walking in, it's just fucking her walking in. Like, okay.
It's just me in the background, like,
got,
hey.
Yeah. All right.
Wonderful.
Got the house, I guess.
Okay, we are.
I'm just here for Octodad's money.
I wouldn't fucking interest myself in
We're
any
not
of that.
Get much of it.
It's fine. We're gonna.
All right. What's the next
house?
Dear Abby?
No.
Are there are there more Dear Abbies? Do people need to know things?
Me and Abby's husband are going to start a cool band once I talk him into house music is cool.
Nice. House music.
Yeah.
So
no.
Gross.
Look, you need to stop. You need to stop. Okay. You cannot have him.
We're gonna be band.
Do you understand?
Okay,
yeah,
but
you say that, but you're constantly trying to turn him gay.
I'm just saying,
no,
if
just I want
if Bryden failed, if Bryden doesn't fail, like
I've never
you've
failed.
Got a backup plan.
I do have a backup plan. It's
I've
good to have
failed.
A backup plan.
I've never failed.
You always got to have a backup plan. That's
who the
you've
motto.
Never failed at
I've
turning him
failed.
Gay.
No, anything in my life. If I wanted to turn okay. anybody gay, I could turn him gay. I've never failed at anything in my life.
Oh, I've turned somebody straight who was gay.
Okay, well, clearly we got to hear about this.
He just sounds so annoyed with
it. Okay, so we were in the same wedding. This was a few years ago. And it was both of our very good, very, very close friends with these people. He and I had interacted a few times. Flamboyantly gay since high school, since like sophomore year. This
was
man
he a cheerleader?
Has been. I don't know.
Yell
I didn't
leader,
go to high school with him. I don't know. It was rural. But it's like, you know, if you're openly gay at a rural high school in like 2008, like you are committed to the
yeah,
lifestyle.
That was commitment.
You know what I mean? Like
2008, guys, 2008 was pretty fucking gay. I think you're both.
I know
to
you say
it.
That, but But we did a walkout protest at my school in favor of gay rights. And even though most of the people walking out were doing it to get out of school, okay? I didn't organize this shit. I wanted out of school. That was an excuse. Nobody got in trouble for it, kind of thing.
Everybody had a sign that said,
they can't catch us all.
Everybody had a sign that said, justice for Cat Pee Girl. They did it for you.
What does Cat Pee have to do with being gay?
That was just who you were. And also, I think you might be surprised. You do a little Googling. It's related, I think.
Oh. I don't want to know. So
furries?
Not find out.
There's cat pee in there. I guarantee it.
Stop talking.
Oh my gosh. Brighton, speaking I'm of done. Furries, so do you remember how I told you about the Sonic Heroes theme song made for Kit Kattenstein and the Bankers and Pedro the Mouse and Josh the Eagle?
Yeah.
And I told you that I made my husband listen to it, and he was just like, oh, okay. And then I showed him the picture, the OC, and then I told him that's how I make money. Like, that's what I do on the show, because he's never listened. I said, and that's how I make money on the internet. And he just goes, oh.
That's a good bit.
I love how unbothered.
That's what we do on here.
So unbothered.
Because he keeps telling me, like, I'm never going to listen to it because it's just funnier if I don't know what it's about. Like, that's basically what the situation is. So now I've told him what it's about. That's what it's about.
But it's not about that. Now, here, let me listen to this fucking...
Okay, sorry. There was a gay man.
There was a gay man.
Once upon a time, there was a gay man. So his name was Donnie. We all called him Donnie. His name was Donald, actually, which I think is really important. I think it's a gay name, and I think if you name your son that, you are like condemning him to being gay.
Bitch,
so anyway,
Donald J. Trump.
And is Donald J. Trump not gay? A little bit.
He's not gay even
a little bit.
Nope.
I think a little bit. He wears skinny pants.
He doesn't wear skinny pants.
And it looks
pants.
Funny.
Which
he does.
Wear skinny pants.
I've seen videos of him wearing skinny pants, like suit pants, and they're skinny pants. And I think that's gay. Anyway.
There's a chance that he's too fat for his fucking pants, but I know how his pants look. Donald J. Trump.
He's like, I bought him those pants.
I wish I could afford those pants.
You wish. Yeah, that's real. So Donnie, he's probably mid to late 20s at this point. I was early 20s. I was probably 20,
and
actually.
Mid.
And no, I was hot back then. I had an eating disorder. It was great. I am hot now. I'm recovered from my eating disorder, though. So, you know, rest in peace.
Well, we could fix that.
We could.
We could get back on the horse. Quitters are
just stop eating. No, I should just quit eating again. I think that's
there
the choice.
It's a drug.
So,
it's an addiction.
I mean, it's not a particularly fantastic story, but I don't want
to
tell.
Yeah, I don't know. Skip to the fucking end. So you fucked a queer, and then he's not gay.
I did not. I'm a nice Catholic girl. I don't fuck anybody. At the reception, it's like well established. This man's not bi. He is gay. And so at the reception, though, he's like dancing with me and flirting with me and would not leave my side the entire time. And he is dancing with me in a way a gay man does not dance with a woman.
Have
like,
you considered
it was...
at this point that maybe you look like a fucking dude?
No, I was wearing a skirt. So
Yeah. No,
and
guys,
trannies weren't as popular back then, so it couldn't have been. But he later, I was just like, I discouraged him a lot. Because I was just not gonna. I don't go for gay dudes, you know. It's just not my thing. And
it's probably good.
Makes sense. And the groom texted him and was like, "So Donnie, what was that about?" And he was like, "Oh, I was just in the mood for vagina." And that was it.
Okay, now hold on.
I turned him.
His name was
dessert.
Sadonnie.
No. I said, so Donnie.
Oh,
I'm Southern.
Okay, I thought that maybe there was like a... it was
he
like,
could
yeah,
have been
we called him Donnie, but he was Indian.
no, he was white.
Okay, so that story ended up not being as cool as I thought it was.
It's
but,
not particularly cool. It's just I turned to gay man.
So you did.
Okay.
He's
I mean, I didn't
cheeks.
Sleep with him.
He's plowing cheeks.
He was trying.
Right there. He was drunk.
I don't know. I don't know anything about him anymore. He could. I think he might be straight. He dated a couple women after that.
He could be Donald J. Trump.
He could be at this very moment. Gosh. I think that's what happened. Story. I think that's what happened.
That would explain his stance on Israel. Hey!
It's so true.
Oh!
So true.
Hey! Oh my gosh.
Okay. We're going to get into a brand new segment, okay? A brand new one. And it's got the same jingle as all the others because I only know one.
No, we should do that band Brand New. They're pretty good. What do they have? What was one of their songs?
If the Boy Who Blocked His Own Shot is one of their songs.
Cool. Sing it.
No.
Sing it as a transition.
Someone sing something.
I don't think I can. I don't. It's not the right vibe.
All right. So our new segment is called "Defend These Lyrics."
Oh shit.
Okay. So Taylor Swift just released a new album, and I've gathered some Taylor lyrics here, and I just
hold on. If we're gonna do that, now that we know that our guest is also on the other side of the internet war and is a Yeezy fan. What's up? Word up. You're cool.
So true. So true.
I would like to also, how many lyrics do you have? I'll bring up two.
I have a lot.
Okay. Well, I'm
so we don't have to go through them all.
Well, I'll do a couple. I'll bring up some Yeezy lyrics and defend those lyrics.
Okay.
All right. Listen, you smoked then ate 7 bars of chocolate. We declared Charlie Puth should be a bigger artist. I scratch your head, you fall asleep like a tattooed golden retriever. Do you think those are
the fuck does
those
that
are good
mean?
Lyrics?
Do I think those are good? No. I don't think those are good lyrics. But I can tell you the lore behind them, and I will defend that. Because this album was not written to be popular. I'm a staunch defender of that. This album was written specifically for people who were obsessed with Taylor Swift. And I'm not obsessed with Taylor Swift. I listen to her sometimes. I listen to her probably, like, obviously much more than you do. But this
just
album
to
was
clarify real quick, though. You're saying that the pop star whose entire existence is meant to appeal to a broad audience who is writing very poppy, vapid songs did not write this to be popular.
No, Taylor is a pick me, and she will be till she dies. But I don't feel like that's terribly different from all other celebrities. But that's why we love her, because we're all pick me's. You're a pick me. I'm a pick me. Bryden is a pick me.
Prove it.
It just is. Anyone who knows you would say it.
What?
But I can explain the lore, because supposedly this is about Maddie Healy from the 1975. I read this from someone else who she dated for like 2 weeks, but they had a situationship for 10 years, and this man gaslit her. And just told her everything she wanted to hear. Because she's just an American girl. She just wants to get married and have babies and just be a trad wife is what Taylor wants.
So for 10 years, she was in a situationship with this guy while dating all the other men she writes songs about.
Yes, exactly. Okay. She would go back to him and then he'd be like, I'm still a drug addict. I'm sorry. So the 7 bars of chocolate is a reference to him being addicted to cocaine, because he has a song called Chocolate and it's like, you know, the double entendre there. So that's why that is. And that's all I know about it. I don't think these are good lyrics, but I think they do represent what it feels like to be in love with someone who really doesn't deserve it. It's just girlhood.
They do. They do. Is that what
I think so. I think so. I don't listen to that song in particular.
I just don't think that. Okay.
It sounds like a whole bunch of, as I think the technical term as a, you know, artist, a songwriter myself, I would say that it's a load of bullshit mumbo jumbo.
I mean, that's your opinion, Bryden.
It's just like your opinion, man.
We wished we could live in instead of this. I'd say the 1830s, but without all the racists and getting married off for the highest bid.
No, what? Read this again? That's insane. That's like Kanye lyrics. That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, no, it literally, we would pick a decade we wished we could live in instead of this. I'd say the 1830s, but without all the racists.
No,
I
can
think
picture.
The 1830s exist without racists.
I can picture
Kanye
saying.
The whole point of the 1830s.
I can picture Kanye saying, wish we could live in a decade except for this.
like the 1830s is set with the races. That's fucking crazy.
That would hit, though. That would be a bop.
It would. I would totally fucking say those lyrics rule. That's amazing.
It would be so good. See, and this is why people say if Taylor was a man, people would be like, yeah, this is so good.
No, that's not what it is. If Taylor was a black rapper, lyrics would be considered funny.
If only Taylor could be a black good. Man.
Yeah.
Funny that a black male rapper would have to do it to make it good.
Yeah, because it's hilarious.
That's a good point.
Because it's very funny. But if you're like doing a heartfelt song, you're like, here we can live in a different time and it wasn't racist.
I think that's what's beautiful about Taylor Swift is that she's so whiny. And so for the whiny girls, they're just like, yes, this is it. No one's ever written for us before because we're such bitches.
Nobody's ever written for whiny girls. Are you kidding?
No, never. Never before. It's brand new. She invented it.
Okay. True. Dare spin bottles. You know how to ball. I know Aristotle. Brand new, full throttle. Touch me while your bros play Grand Theft Auto. Like, this sounds like rap, right?
I could make a rap song
and this would make it good.
That sounds like, is that not Nicki Minaj?
I want Kanye to re-record the entire album as rap. I think that would be,
incredible. I am actually impressed because I don't listen to Taylor Swift, whatever. Like, I like Bad Blood or a couple other stuff she's done. I'm not against Taylor Swift, but I don't like her.
Not a hater.
Fans, like, it's just, she's not the greatest thing in the entire world. But good for her for selling out stadiums and shit. That sounds like fucking rap lyrics.
It does. Like,
there was an SNL video in which she was a rapper from her country days. And I think that's the closest she's been to peaking.
She should be a rapper.
I think she should. I think that should be her next evolution.
Well, you know, I mean, you know what's fucked up? Normally I would have said there's no way Taylor Swift can rap, but Chris Brown just put out one of the greatest diss tracks against Quavo that I've ever heard in my entire life. Chris Brown. Dude, he can rap apparently. I had no idea.
I don't know.
Yeah, Chris Brown can rap. It's fucking nuts.
He just did R&B.
That's what I had thought as well. No, he.
You learn something every day.
This one is one of my favorites, okay? The bones are the skeleton's money. In our world, bones equal dollars.
Wait. I saw that as a meme. That can't be real. That's not a real thing.
I found it along with the other ones that I know are real, so I'm assuming it's real.
This can't be real.
In our world, bones equal dollars. That's why they're coming out tonight to get their bones from you. The skeletons.
Oh, I have no defense for this. I don't remember this lyric at all.
It's not real.
I don't know if it's real. It might be. I'm not as hardcore a Taylor fan as some people are. Someone sent me a spreadsheet about the meanings of each song from the album. I haven't read it yet. I'm like a casual fan compared to many.
Well, that's the way I feel about it.
I'm just a girl.
A lot of fucking, gay fans are like, these guys are like, oh, you haven't heard the unreleased version 6 of Hurricane? It's like, well, no, probably not. I haven't. That's insane. There's other rappers.
Right.
I think Taylor Swift people are the same.
Yeah. I think so. I don't know. But I'm sure I'll come back to you and I'll send you a message for next week and I'll be like, this is why it's genius, because I have to defend it. It's my thing.
I know you have to defend it, because that's the thing, is I think that girls are whipping themselves up into a frenzy because, like, you see all these TikToks of women who are like listening to the new album and like bawling their eyes out and freaking out and screaming and jumping. They're not doing that because anything happened in that song that could actually induce those emotions. They're doing it because they have a camera on them.
Okay, there was this one girl that was like sitting outside of a stadium, and when her like favorite song that saved her life came on, she started wailing. I don't know if you guys saw this video.
I did, and everyone was paying a lot of attention to her, and there were no real tears.
It was so icky, and her friends thought it was icky. Her friends that were like, "Oh, comforting her," I could see their faces. They were like, "This is a little gross," and I'm like,
"It's attention seeking."
I think there are some people that it's genuinely like, oh, the song means a lot to me, and music moves people, and everyone has a different taste. And I love Taylor Swift, but
I'm
not going to kill myself over her.
My problem.
I had a,
these. Oh, go ahead.
Brian. Oh, the one time I got to see Ye, I saw him do my favorite Ye album. I mean, at the time, but probably ever, is 808s and Heartbreak over at the Hollywood Bowl. And I had I didn't do weird bullshit, but I had some emotional moments. I was like, oh,
right.
You know, this is fucking amazing.
Kanye hits.
It's so true.
My problem with the Taylor Swift thing is that everyone who is obsessed with this pop star, this international pop star, who by definition is making vapid music for the masses that has general appeal, and they say, you hate her because you don't understand how deep and emotional and hard-hitting and, like, you just don't understand the lived experience of blah, blah, blah. And it's,
you've,
like,
never been a woman.
Not what pop...
Bryden is turning a different color than he normally is.
That's true. Abby, she makes a great point. You will never be a woman.
I'm so sorry, Abby. You're frustrated.
And I don't relate to even one Taylor Swift lyric I've ever read in my life.
Did you listen
to
the songs I sent you?
Yes. It's pop. It's pop music. By definition, yeah. Pop music is not going to be deep.
Well, that's not true.
I think it's
what
deep.
Happens is
there's
that
a
the
couple
vocal
songs.
Patterns.
There's a few and, songs.
So it's engineered to induce emotion the same way that, like, a rock band church will, like, turn the lights low and, like, make the music kind of build up to induce people to think that they're, like, being overcome with emotion because of Jesus.
No,
but you can manipulate people's emotions with music is what I'm saying.
But that's all music.
Yeah, that's just...
Yes, it is, but I'm saying that that doesn't make the lyrics deep is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm going to say this, Abby. I'm going to say this.
There will never be a woman.
There's two kinds of girls. There's two kinds of girls.
Real ones and you bitch. You'll never be allowed to imagine.
And there's the sensitive little, like, poetry, romantic, like, so I had a close friend from
high
school. No. Listen
to me.
This is not poetry. So I have a very close friend from high school. I haven't hung out with her for 10 years. She was married. She's got some kids. Her husband died. Okay. And she is just starting to date again. And I was telling her about some of the guys that have been hitting on me or asking me out. And I'm, like, telling her about my recent relationships. And we're just catching up for the first time in 10 years.
You know, Abby, and why don't you jump in and talk about all of the guys that hit on you?
Some guys barked at me. Okay.
Oh, they were barking at me too, though. Okay.
You know what? Did the black men yell Beetlejuice at you three times?
No, they didn't.
So
I wasn't
on.
Dressed like Beetlejuice.
Now we get the full story. Guess what? Abby's still a man.
No.
Not allowed in the bathroom.
He made eye contact with me when
he
barked.
Did.
He was looking into my soul.
He was looking
when
at
he
me.
Barked.
He was looking at me when he barked.
I was not paying attention. I was just there. I assumed the barks were also for me, but I can totally see why they'd be for Abby.
Oh my god!
I felt like we were jointly being barked at.
Okay.
But if they were making eye contact with you, then hell yeah, girl. Like, you get those barks.
Oh,
okay.
God.
The
damn.
Waiter I called
love...
stupid.
Oh, he wanted you. 100%. 100%. He was not barking up my tree. Anyway, no, I was talking to my friend from high school about this, and I was like, oh, like, I don't, like, this guy was messaging me over the weekend, and he was, like, just really sensitive and intense and sweet, and I was like, oh, I'm not, like, I feel like I'm not mentally in this headspace to, like, I don't know, to go through this right now. Like, I need things mm-hmm. to be slow. And she was like, oh, I don't really care about that kind of stuff. Like, she's been through this emotional trauma and has never really dated other than our friend that we went to high school with that she ended up marrying. So
she
she's
should,
never dated
she
anyone
go,
but him.
She should
and
go
she's
and
just
date
like,
another.
Oh, that wouldn't bother me. And I'm like, oh, I gotta be chill. Because I'm super emotional and, like, sensitive. And, like, I will fall in love quickly. And I gotta be careful about that. So I think there's two kind of girls. I think there's cool girls. Like, my
this
friend.
Is so boring.
Firefighter's wife. I think you're a firefighter's wife. I think men would fight wars over me, but I'm not a firefighter's wife. Like, I'm not that kind of hot. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a different kind of hot. But I think there's two kinds.
Are
and
you,
I think there's
okay.
only two kinds. So I think that
you're
the
saying
six
that I'm not hot.
Oh no, God, I'm saying you're. I'm saying you're fighter hot. My friend is firefighter hot, and then the sensitive, emotional girls are not firefighter hot. But I think that they would fight wars over me. You know what I mean?
What
anyway,
are you
I think
wars?
That's the kind of girls
no, the
that
whole
like
problem.
Taylor Swift.
The whole problem is that you are framing a pop star with vapid, not deep at all lyrics, okay, about screaming, but daddy, I love him. I'm having his baby. No, I'm not, but you should see your faces. Like, what is that? That is deep? That is
I would tweet that. I would tweet that.
You would tweet that, right?
I would.
You're deep
and it would be so fun.
And emotional.
It
then.
Is.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay, hold on. Let's do some yay ones because this is, I mean, seriously, that's the worst. This is the worst fucking conversation I've. Oh my God. Okay, so you're religious, right?
Me?
Yeah. Okay. Justify these lyrics.
Okay.
The Pope, like the leader of the Vatican, he do it again. Everything I do, they do. Guess Yeezy set the trend.
I think Yeezy is maybe the true leader of the church. I don't know.
Okay, I love that answer.
Kanye
like
for Pope.
No, as Kanye a Catholic, for Kanye for Pope. I would vote Kanye for president. No,
I think it would fix everything.
I think it would. And well, okay. So I heard recently Kanye is coming out with porn, and I am very anti that. I am very anti that.
It's a TMZ rumor. It's a TMZ rumor. But
okay,
if you ask me. Is Yeezy going to start a Yeezy porn studio? I'd go, die. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Listen. Do you believe, as a Ye fan, do you believe that Kanye has been replaced? Because I think he has. I think Kanye has been because he tweeted, if you ever see me wearing Balenciaga, you know that they killed me and they replaced me. And I think he looks different. I think it's not
just
that he gained a little weight.
He's fat now.
And I really think that he's a different man. I really do.
There's a chance.
They killed Kanye.
There is a chance.
I think they killed Kanye.
Except for these next lyrics that I bring up, which maybe it's a red herring. Hold on, let me get the ones because shit. See,
I'm missed. Like getting scrupulous. I'm like, Kanye is not the true Pope. As a Catholic, I won't go on record saying it. I'm not a seed.
I think if Kanye became the next pope, that would fix the Catholic Church.
And can you imagine?
I think that it wouldn't be terribly different from what it is now.
Dude, the pope outfit would just look fucking sweet.
Kanye and the Pope Mobile. They could make like a Lego set of him. That would be so cute.
That would be great.
Imagine.
Okay,
so I would love that.
This I can defend this one. I mean, since Taylor Swift, since I had a rollie on my wrist, I'm the new Jesus, bitch. I turned water to Christ. This for what they did to Chris. You can't do shit with this. Got my kids in a faith school. We ain't. Oh, it's Jewish is what he's supposed to say there. But
no.
See? So maybe not a replacement there. Also, he said in the song, he goes, this is Game of Thrones. Yeezy, not the clones.
Okay. Okay, I think I just won't defend blasphemy, but...
Because I got another
I'm
one for you.
It's, I'm convinced Yeezy's been replaced. I will stand
okay,
by that.
Okay, that's a fair one. Thing. That's a fair... I got another one, and this is not from the newest album. This is from Yeezus back in 2013. Mm-hmm. I am a god. 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 Hurry up with my damn massage. Hurry up with my damn Minaj. Get the Porsche out the damn garage. I am a god. Even though I'm a man of God. My whole life in the hand of God. Y'all better quit playing with God. What do you think about that then? Defend those lyrics.
I don't even like Kanye, but he's clearly talking about the concept of theosis, which is as you grow closer to God, so you become tricky. More like God. And when we get our heavenly bodies, you know what I mean? Like when we rise from the dead after the final judgment, okay, then we will have achieved theosis, okay? And we will be much closer to God's, right?
I agree entirely then, because I like that too. Turns out, Taylor Swift, 0. Kanye, flawless.
We want him to be the Pope.
Okay. So while I love Kanye and I'll always defend Kanye, what if, because as Catholics, I don't know if the Orthodox also believe this, any false god is just a demon pretending to be God. So maybe Kanye is possessed. Hottest
he
take.
Could be possessed.
Yeah, he's possessed with the spirit of fucking creativity. How about this? Hot and hooligans, and we went to foolishness. How am I anti-Semitic? I just fucked a Jewish bitch.
I mean, I think that stands on its own.
Okay. And then one more.
It needs no defense.
One more before we fucking end the episode here. Oh, defend this. And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. From the shy like Tim, it's a harder way. So this in the name of love, like Robert say, before you ask me to go get a job Robert. Today, can I at least get a raise on the minimum wage? I know the government administered AIDS. So I guess we just pray like the ministers say.
Who's Robert?
That's a good question. Actually, I've never known.
Who is Robert? That made no sense.
I don't know.
Are we supposed to know?
It's probably some black shit. I don't know. I've never known that.
It's probably some. It's just a guy named Robert that they all know. They just all know Robert.
No, it's literally.
Like, yeah, that's a guy.
It's literally probably some famous person named Robert in the black community. I'm only like half black. Spiritually.
You look real black.
I act real black.
Doesn't he have just like the most Dutch face you've ever seen?
The most Dutch face I've ever 100%.
Seen. 100%.
The most.
It's insane.
Google Dutch Christmas tradition. I'm black.
And it's just him.
It's no, it's okay. Literally they do blackface over there. It's fucking hilarious.
Oh, incredible.
It's super cool.
Good times. I think you should do more of that.
You know what's fun is that we could be doing blackface every episode and nobody would
know because
they can't see us.
It's a waste of fucking shoe polish. Shit's so expensive.
You don't understand. You get one of those charcoal masks, like a like a beauty skincare mask.
I like those.
That's the way I do it.
You're unclogging your pores and defeating racism at the same time. Defeating racism.
That's what I'm doing.
No, yeah. We have to
embrace racism in order to destroy it.
We're all one race.
We're just human. Oh my gosh. The guy on Monday night was just like, I know you guys would never say the N-word, but like this one word you're saying is like so offensive because slaves, and he wouldn't explain it. He was so low IQ.
What word?
And my friend and I, naps? Like,
I haven't heard that.
Like the curls in the back of your neck. I'd never heard of it before either, but like the curls in the back of your neck, like
I've never heard
those
anyone
naps.
Call that naps.
Oh, how's
except
that racist?
For black people.
No,
I don't know. He wouldn't explain it. He would just say because the slaves, and he was like, this is so offensive.
No,
and
you
so
got
that. Like,
no, you have naps.
I know
that's just
I know
a hair, that's a hair.
And charge. And he was like, I know you guys would never say the N-word, and we both like could not look at each other. I was trying so I was holding my breath. Because I was about to laugh so hard because of everyone in that bar, we would have been the most likely to say the N-word.
How did that come up? Because, like, I mean, it's like, there's a difference between having naps in your head versus
saying... He was a barber.
...nappy haired. Like, that can be a little...
Right.
But...
So, I think he was just
I don't understand. I've never heard that in my life. Those are baby hairs.
Yeah.
Those are baby hairs just like you get up top.
For black people, they're called naps.
All of that started from some bullshit. I cannot remember. It was Don Imus called a woman a nappy-headed hoe, and he's white. And then she was talking about a black girl, and everybody went fucking crazy. This was like in the goddamn 90s. So nappy headed hoe, but there's a difference between saying nappy headed hoe, which I don't think is exactly racist, nor is Patrice O'Neill, versus just having naps, like nappy hair. You could,
right? Yeah, we weren't trying to be racist in that moment. It was just simply he was
not
just looking
moment.
To get offended, not in that moment, but it was bad. It was he just went on this whole tirade about how we're so terrible because we're white people and he's a victim because he was only half black. He was Latino. His name was Juan Pablo.
That rules. He might have been
Juan
Dominican.
That's a good name, honestly.
And he was it's a decent name, but like I mean, to have someone tell you to your face that you can't use slurs.
Well,
it was rude.
Probably shouldn't.
It was not a
rude.
That's okay. A weird turn for you, right?
Yeah.
I have I have one more thing to talk about, though, because I also pulled a couple of Lana lyrics. Because I know you also like Lana Del Rey. And oh, I did do a poll on Twitter.
I will defend Lana to the death. Lana will always win because of your follower fan. Like, your follower base always can be Lana.
My least favorite would... Okay, sorry. Kanye West is blonde and gone. What does that mean?
It was... Here, let me do this one. I don't know anything about Lana Del Rey. I would imagine this was during the 2015-2016... time when bleached his hair and went and met with Donald Trump.
That makes sense. Okay, he used to call me DN.
It was a good time.
That stood for Deadly Nightshade. Those are lyrics.
Ooh. Okay, Belladonna is Deadly Nightshade.
It's I'm aware of that. Yes.
Yeah, it's a poisonous root that, I mean, people use it typically to kill people. Uh-huh. And someone's telling you that romantically. Someone's telling you that romantically. Yeah.
So I understand the very simple concept you're explaining to me. I'm talking about lyrically. He used to call me DN. That stood for Deadly. Why wouldn't you just say he used to call me Deadly Nightshade? It's very clunky and weird.
I think Lana can do whatever she wants. And it's
I see. Okay.
Everything that Lana says is poetry. Didn't you know?
But let's hear some more poetry. A half-life in lost dreams and not simple. It's trigonometry. That also sounds like rap lyrics.
Yeah, like, a lot of it does.
Rappers love...
Maybe
like,
it's
there's
the way you're reading them. Maybe you're meant to be a rapper.
Half-life in lost dreams. No, that one doesn't work. It doesn't flow. Okay. Crypto forever screams your stupid boyfriend. Fuck you, Kevin.
I don't know. I don't have any notes. I think it's perfection.
Okay.
The only thing I've learned from this is that I'm never talking to anybody about Kanye ever again, because this is got to be how it sounds like to them. I'm like, no, actually, he's a genius, because did you know that J. Cole, they came out under Hov-Jay-Z, and then that's why he said that about him, is because actually, Kanye's a genius, and he's going to send me my shoes any day now. And
it's so true. I would say I'm not actually as big a fan of any of these people as I'm supposed to be, because I'm just, like, blindly defending them for fun. But, like, I don't know half these lyrics.
I suspect that's the same for people who claim that they are completely obsessed and it speaks to their soul.
I'm the only honest person in the world. I think that's what it is.
So I know Daisy's got to take a piss, and I feel your pain on that. So Taylor Swift is Kanye West for white women.
Yes.
Okay, then it all makes sense to me. Hey, Swifties, have fun. I know we're at war on the internet, but the thing is, listen, that's fine. I get it. I get it. It's fine. Swifties, have your fun. I don't give a shit.
You just go have a little good time.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, we got to fight each other on the internet.
Right. That's what the internet was made for.
Because Kanye made her famous. That's what.
I agree. Now, we're out of time for today, everyone. I'm going to leave you with one more lyric before I close out. My pussy tastes like Pepsi Cola. That is a Lana Del Rey lyric. That is.
You got to think about the time. I won't defend this. I'm a nice Catholic girl. But you got to think about the time that this came out was her peak Tumblr era. I was one of the OG Tumblr girls. And we were all Lana stans before anybody else was. And this was revolutionary. This was still at the period of, like, this our generation was, like, wholesome America. And we were like, everything is normal.
No, I hope there wasn't a period. And you know what's the funniest shit about that lyric? You know what's better than Pepsi? Coca-Cola. So she's she's got secondary ass pussy.
It's gross.
Inferior product.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
She's like,
I don't know.
She's like, my pussy tastes like Fanta.
And like the pineapple Fanta that nobody drinks.
Does that exist? Oh my gosh.
Yes. Everyone only drinks the orange.
I won't defend that lyric though. I'm a nice girl.
I gotta hear that song. A lot of these songs I gotta listen to because
it's a good song.
I'll bet.
It's actually a really good song.
I'll bet. My pussy tastes like Pepsi. That's ridiculous. That sounds like
you gotta hear the beat. It's a vibe. It's gross. I don't like it. I don't listen to her music anymore because half of it's really gross and I'm not into porn and I just don't like it. And I'm
so
just
wait.
Like,
her and Kanye are both porn obsessed weirdos.
They are.
Dude, fucking stop making art. Art's gay. Just stop doing it. Just DJ and drink. Or actually, don't even DJ. Just fucking smoke cigarettes, sit in a chair, drink, and die. Your liver is the only thing keeping you alive. Destroy it immediately. Because otherwise, you got to look at all this shit around here. And I don't care for it. I don't like it. Comedy sucks. It's gay. Matt Rife. Faggot. Think about this. This sucks. Everything sucks.